Okay, if everybody please stand. Pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. A lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. His words are my light and my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the sacred human stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, coming in, alive and living in all the world. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Good to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. And I tried to call Vicki and set up a time for me to be able to come and measure off that ramp. I ain't got a hold of her yet, so hopefully I'll get a hold of her sometime today or this week. So, all right. If not, I know where it's at. I'll go measure it anyway. All right. All right. Prayer list. Mary Lou Rush, Joseph Smith, Dean, Teresa Smith, Dale, Carol Buck, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Jordan Strontz, Lass Keegan, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie. Debbie texted me this morning and said she's having problems with her back, so yeah. Pray for her. Maddie, Dorothy, the Children's Home in India, Janice Hendricks, Jimmy Walker, Jacob Ruiz, Amy Claude, Lisa Love, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, Miss Brown, Preacher Danny Black, Cindy and Rachel Hale, Conley family, Miss Russell, Kenneth Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Brandon McCory, Tim Singerman, Sherry's dad and sister, Barry Brown, Scotty, Kim Walker, Ellen Shook, Dorothy Buck, Jeremy Johnson family, Frank and Lou Ann family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Jen Eagle, Bill, Devin, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Buck, Wanda Dellinger, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Buck, Jacob Banner, Tanya, Glenn Reed, Darius Moser, Stormy Bingham, Bailey Smith, Shelby family, Christy Waters' daughter, and Christine Hensley. Is there anything that needs to be put on and took off the list?
You can thank me to take on that home. She's doing good.
Okay. All right. Anybody got anything on their heart this morning?
I just want to thank the Lord for saving. Thank Him for all His blessings. And keep Him praying for my girls, please. And for Billy, He'll be doing the good.
And I thank the Lord for saving me, and I thank Him for all His blessings for letting me be here, and please just keep praying for this, everybody.
Amen. Anyone else? Okay. If not, all can with us coming. Pray.
It's okay. I'm good. I'm crying about that.
pray for each one of these little folks that's on the prayer list. Lord, we just pray, God, that you would just touch and bless them, Lord. God, that you'd help them where they may be. Lord, we pray for the ones that are not here this morning, Lord, that you might bless them and help them where they may be. And God, we just pray, Lord, that you'd help us this morning as we stand and break the bread of life. Lord, that you'd be with us and help us and lead us and guide us in every word that is said. We just pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit of God would just have his will in my ear this morning. And God, we pray, Lord, for our nation. Lord, that you would help it. Lord, we pray for all those folks out there this morning that are lost and don't know you as their Lord and Savior. Lord, we pray, God, that you'd open their eyes and let them see the only way that they're going to make it through this life and the next is through you. Lord, we just pray and thank you for all your many blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Page 130. Long years ago, trusted in his grace.
walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rich each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are they washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh with the robe, do ye wipe pure and white in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansion bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless or as white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for a soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Thank you.
blessings in Judy. Jesus is mine. Oh, what for death of glory divine. Here is salvation, purchased of God. Pouring His Spirit, watching His blood. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight. Vision of righteousness, now born to my side. I'm just descending, praying from above. Each of so mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I am my Savior, I'm happy, I'm glad. Watching, I'm waiting, looking above. Filled with His goodness, love and His love. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all day long.
Amen.
As there be grace and Savior, He sent the word today. I know that He is living, whatever's mean He say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He always near. He lead, He lead, Christ Jesus live today. He walk with me and talk with me, the lone another way. He lead, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know, he lead within my heart. And all the world around me, I see loving care. And through my hardest worry, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the storm and blood. The day of His appearing, we come alive. He lead, Christ Jesus lead today. He walk with me and talk with me, the lone another way. He lead, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lead within my heart. Rejoice, O Christian, leap as you boys and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King. The hope, the all who seek Him, the hope they found. No other is so loving, so good and kind. He lead, Christ Jesus live today. He walk with me and talk with me, the lone another way. He lead, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lead within my heart. Amen.
Jay.
Getting cold. Got one to break, I guess. Don't move on down the basement, I think.
Everybody got blanket in here?
Yeah, there's a blanket back here.
Is everybody getting cold?
Yo, he's freezing. He moved over here where the sun was, the sun disappeared. Me, that cold already had. Move that tree in the woods.
Let's move on to the book of Colossians chapter 3.
Colossians chapter 3.
There are a couple of these words that Christy helped me with this morning, but I'm going to be honest, I done forgot what they are, so when I get to them, she's going to help me pronounce them. Colossians chapter 3, and I'm going to ask the preacher to add them. Let him pray for us.
Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you once again for coming. Lord, tell you we love you. Thank you for letting us come to your house. Lord, thank you for letting us be born in America. Lord, thank you for a place that we can come hear your word. We thank you for giving us your word. Lord, we thank you for giving us your son and your spirit. Lord, we pray you just fill the preacher. Help him, Lord, with whatever it is he wants that you give to him. Touch his mind and his words. Lord, help us for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. I started out studying on this, and actually, the Lord just kind of brought me to this. I was thinking on the lines of something else, and I'm actually going to get just a little bit here, just to, you know, about. We're living in a world where everybody and their brother too gets offended.
Yep.
I mean, it's just, you can't really say nothing to nobody without, them getting offended, mad. Mm-hmm. And you know, I was looking up, you know, Bible scripture for that, and it brought me here. And it kind of changed the direction that I wanted to go this morning. You know, as Christians, what do we seek? God's will.
Yes.
And this chapter right here kind of gives us a highlight and what we should be seeking. Mm-hmm. So if we start out verse number 3 here, it says, if ye then being risen with Christ, seek these things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. So, you know, what we need to be seeking is the things above.
Yeah. Man.
So it goes on to say, set your affections on the things above and not on things on the earth. What is most of your day spent doing? seeking the things of the Lord here on earth. You know, it's, you know. I know that, you know, when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, one of the curses that was placed upon man, you know, and he told Adam, says, you know, you eat by the sweat of your brow.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because of the sins that we have, as the sin that has entered into our bloodline through Adam and Eve, one of those curses is, you know, we have to work.
Yes.
But, you know, it doesn't say that we're just constantly 24/7 on work. We need to take a little bit of time each day and dedicate that to the Lord. You know, think about the things above. You know, set up, you know. I guess what I'm trying to say is just don't make your whole day about, you know, maintaining yourself as far as the physical body. You know, it says here, if ye then being raised with Christ, seek these things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of the Father. That's where our focus needs to be, is what Christ has done for us. And what we can do for Him. Not that we can do anything ourselves, but through Him.
Yeah.
Set your affections on things above, not on the things of the earth. And folks, you have to admit, most of our day is spent on trying to make it in this world. Now, I'm going to tell you, I've been preaching here lately on, you know, living day by day. And I've been trying to do that. I have been trying to focus, you know, today's today. And I want to do today what God wants me to do. And I'm not going to worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. Now, I know tomorrow afternoon when I get done working, I'm going to go by that little old metal box up there at the end of the road. And there's probably going to be a bill there. You know what? I ain't worried about that bill. Because, you know, that thing's due on a certain date. I might not even be around that day.
Amen.
I might not be in heaven.
Amen.
And, you know, sometimes it's, you know, I said, you know, working, you know, trying to live by day, sometimes that's hard to do.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you still got that curse you got to deal with. You got to eat tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you got to work today for tomorrow.
Yeah.
But you just don't got to take the whole day and just spend it on trying to take care of tomorrow. Take a little time for the Lord each day.
Amen.
Pray. Read a little of your Bible. Meditate on the Lord.
Amen.
For ye are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Folks, our life, think about our life. You know, before we got saved, our life was, you know, yeah, all it was doing was bringing us to a place of destruction.
Yeah.
You know, when we were lost and undone without the Lord Jesus Christ, our life was just, what was it? Was it, I mean, was there any meaning to it whatsoever? Yeah. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. My life has meaning now.
Amen.
I have a purpose.
Amen.
You know, when I was lost and out there in sin, I had no purpose. I had no direction. But now my life has direction. It has purpose. And that purpose is to get home. You know, think about it this morning, church. We're trying to get to a home that we've never been to.
Yep, amen.
It's something I'm looking forward to.
Amen.
And I want to make all the preparations that I can, you know, the preparations that have been made.
Yes.
You know, Jesus said, I'll go prepare a place for you. My name's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
I've got that in surety. I know that I'm going.
Yes, yes.
If tomorrow never comes on this earth, that's fine and dandy.
Yep.
I mean, if the Lord comes today and gets one of us, or He comes and gets all of us, it's all right. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then say ye also appear with Him in glory. I mean, let's just stop really slow and listen to what that says. When Christ, who is our life. Folks, I want to ask you something. Have you ever thought in your Christian life, have you considered that your life is Christ? That's where our life is at.
Yep.
Without Christ, there is no life.
Amen.
Without Christ, it's like it was before we were saved.
Yep.
We had no direction, no purpose. But with Him, Christy's favorite verse, Psalms 40, that little section there. You know, He lifted me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a solid rock.
Amen.
And He established my what? Goings. Folks, when He reached down there and all that miry sin, and He pulled us out and set us on the rock of Jesus.
Amen.
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 He established our way.
Amen.
Our goings, our life,
amen,
is totally in His hands.
Amen.
And what do? We get up in the mornings and we try to run our own life.
Yeah.
We try to do our own thing. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, and they then say, shall ye also appear with Him in glory. You know, one of these days we're going to be with Him, man.
Amen.
Folks, none of this down here. Look, all of us are here, are in our 50s and up. 50 and up. In 100 years, none of this down here is going to matter.
Yep.
To us. Mm-hmm. Chances are, in 30 or 40 years, it's not going to matter to us. Because we're going to be there with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And we worry ourselves to death about life down here. When we really need to be concerned about what's above.
Yes, yes.
We're almost, folks, we're at the Lord come back or not, we're almost at the end of our journey.
Yep. Amen.
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 We're not 5 or 6 years old anymore. We're just not starting out. When we were 5 or 6 and listening to our grandparents, and you know, them saying, oh, you enjoy your life because it's going to be a short one.
Mm-hmm.
And it has. Amen.
Amen.
know what I want to enjoy more down here in life? I want to enjoy that relationship that I have with Christ.
Amen.
Folks, I want people to know that I'm a Christian.
Amen.
I want them to know that I'm a child of God.
Amen.
But most of all, overall, I want to make sure they see the joy and the happiness that's in my life because I am a Christian.
Amen. Amen.
I want them for the, I want them to long for that for themselves. Goes back to that potato chip. You can't eat just one.
Yeah.
You just can't enjoy being a Christian one day.
Amen.
Folks, I want to enjoy it tomorrow and the day after, regardless of where tomorrow is.
Amen.
If it's here or over yonder.
Amen.
You know, there's one thing I do not want to do. That's to be a land in hell, wondering where I went wrong. Now, I know that's not going to happen because I'm saved and I know it.
Amen.
There's no chance, folks, I'm saved and I know it. There is no chance of me ever having to worry about hell for myself.
Amen.
I've got that insurance.
Amen.
It's there. But you know, all the folks out there in that world today can't say that. And it goes back, folks, to the same old saying. I've heard many of old preachers say it. The only Bible that some of those folks out there in the world is going to read is you.
Yes.
And you know, I understand what they mean by that. I may not literally read the Bible, but you know, the only gospel they're going to see is in us.
Yes.
And we need to make sure that we let them see it.
Amen.
Because you know what? I don't want anyone to go to hell.
No.
I mean, I don't really have any hatred toward no man. But, you know, let's just say the least likely lovable person in my life, I would not want to see him die and go to hell.
No.
Mm-hmm. No one deserves hell. God made a way. And it's right there on the very first line. If then be Christ is risen. You know, it says that if ye then be risen with Christ, which we need to be risen, we are risen with Christ. They need to be risen with Christ too.
Amen.
Amen. I think I'm going to wait till the night and go to verse number 5. But, you know, right here this morning, folks, we need to know where we stand in our life.
Amen.
Who we stand for. And we need to let others see in our life. We need to let others see where we stand.
Amen.
If it offends them, then so be it. I'd rather see them be offended and come to the realization that they're lost and they get saved.
Amen.
Than not to offend them and they die and go to hell. Amen. Does that make sense?
Amen.
I'd rather take the chance of offending them than seeing them die and go to hell.
Amen.
get things right with the Lord, they're gonna forgive you about that opinion.
Yep.
I thank God for every person that ever prayed for me to be saved.
Amen.
I thank God that they had enough of love for me to bow down and just ask God to convict my heart and show me the life that I was living.
Amen.
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 Their prayers didn't offend me a bit.
Amen.
But let's keep in mind, we're living in a world that is totally turned upside down. They wear their feelings on their shirt sleeve.
Yep.
They get offended at every little thing that's said or done. Quite frankly, America needs to get saved.
Amen.
But it also needs to grow up. Amen.
Amen.
This country literally needs to grow up. Christians need to get a backbone.
Amen.
And that includes the man standing in the pulpit. We all need to get that backbone toughened up.
Yeah.
And just say, look, if your feelings get hurt, so be it. But I'm going to tell you what the Lord said. His son died for you. He loved you. And he don't want you to be destroyed in here.
Amen.
Amen.
And I'm gonna be honest with you, since I used to be tougher than what I used to be. I'm not quite that tough anymore. And you know what? I'm going to start asking God to toughen me up and give me a stronger backbone. Because I don't want to see people down to hell.
Amen.
I don't want them to be deceived by the devil down here in this world and him think everything that the devil says is okay is okay. It's not. It's not okay. And if I say it don't, and if I or you or anyone else stands up and says it's not okay, then they're whining. Oh, you offended me. So like I said, I'd rather offend you than to see you die and go to hell.
Amen.
Folks, we're living in a world full of sissies. Folks, it's going to take the Christian people to toughen up, get that backbone like a railroad cross tie, and just stand up and say, look, Jesus loves you.
Amen.
And he wants you to go home with him.
Yep.
He wants to be your Savior.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to be honest with you, it's hard for us, and I know it is, to tell people, especially when it comes to family.
Yes.
Family is the hardest one to witness. Do you realize that? Because they know what you were before you got saved.
Yep.
They seen you. Mm-hmm. They seen how you act, how you walk, how you talk, how you live your life. And I love them, and I don't want them to die and go to hell.
Amen.
Forget about what I was. Look at me, what I am now. What I was is just like you. Lost and dying, going to hell.
Yep.
But Jesus saved me.
Amen.
Amen.
And now, what I was is dead.
Amen.
The old man said, we'll get into that later tonight. The old man is dead. There's a new man that's risen with Christ. Amen?
Amen.
All right, that's all I've got for now. Anybody got any more thing on your heart? Okay. See how you pray for us.
Thank you, Lord. This day you give up, so Lord, we all look at that safety guidance. So save one, save you, pick one off, save one, and to leave it, Lord. That's what he missed, just here this morning.
Amen.
Back to take what's not my name tonight.
Exactly.
Bring the deck of night.
I turned the air up.
You should have this COVID out, he said. I had something.
If you get my, maybe you get a winter pie, I weigh my winter pound. I said, that what coat and sweater made for the wife. Oh, man, bad.
You've been laying back a lot of stuff.
No, I get my time, wait, I get stuff. I got high. Yeah, if I thought, you know, you could do that, you know, I'll go, no. I'm gonna do more work on the back side, that way I can do all the work, and take that on the back.
I'll bring my book tonight, and we'll look and see when I can take it. If nothing else, I'll take it over and leave.
I'd say no.
I'm sorry.
I can go up, but we.
Oh, yeah, I think I did that.
I'm gonna say no, but I have more work.
Yeah, I got some potatoes.
Okay, I cooked in the way Rose is sitting there.
Betty, I need to ask you a question.